Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker, Gene McLean back here with you. And, Gene, lots to focus on this weekend. Again, it's the three-year-olds. And for people, there are so many of these races that are happening now and workouts and everything is always the best place to keep right in lockstep with what's going on is the PressBoxLTS.com. And we start today, though, up in New York, I believe, with the Sam F. Davis at Tampa Bay Downs. I'm sorry.
No problem. We all get a little bit confused geographically with all these races flying around. The Sam F. Davis has become a real interesting race on the schedule, Budgie, because it's a prep for the Tampa Bay Derby. And last year we had Quip win the Tampa Bay Derby, beat Flame Away.
Yep.
So a lot of nice horses have come in out of these races. If you'll remember a year ago, it was Catholic Boy in the Sam F. Davis, ran second, and then, Catholic Boy ended up not running the Derby, but turned out to be both grade one winner on turf and dirt. And so these races down at Tampa, this Sam F. Davis, the Tampa Bay Derby, have become really instrumental races along the Kentucky Derby trail.
Okay, so Sam F. Davis is a grade three, as we mentioned before, at Tampa Bay Downs, a mile and a 16th. And let's take a look, Gina.
Yep, Kentucky Wildcat.
Come on.
That falls right in line with some of your interest along the way, doing the pregame show as you do in such great fashion and to the entertainment of all Kentucky Wildcat fans. But Kentucky Wildcat is a horse that's really worth watching, Buzzy, legitimately, because he's trained by Tom Albertani, ran very well in his last race up at Aqueduct on December the 1st, has been training the lights out in preparation for his 19 debut, which will come in the Sam F. Davis. This is a really developing horse. It'll be interesting to see if he can run back to that same race that he won when he stretched out to the one turn up at Aqueduct. So Kentucky Wildcat's worth watching. Another horse is by the name of Well Defined. He's been prepping down at Gulfstream, trained by Kathleen O'Connell, who does very, very well. Well, add the blinkers for the first time. At age two, Well Defined earned a really nice speed number, won a mile and a 16th for Florida Breds at Gulfstream. But the horse I really like is Five Star General, two-time winner to close out the two-year-old campaign at Laurel. And this is a horse I really think is going to be my pick in the Sam F. Davis.
Okay. All right. So from the Sam F. Davis, we go to the Fairgrounds that you have been covering extensively on the site and with your own wagering. And we move from the three-year-old colts to the three-year-old fillies.
Yeah, and they got a really nice stakes race they've added to the schedule this year in honor of Chantel's Lannery. As you well know, Buzzy, we lost Chantel, the wife of Corey Lannery, the top jock, suffered and sustained cancer and finally succumbed to that awful and terrible disease. Fairgrounds have added a stakes race in her honor, and that will be Saturday. And there's a filly in here that I really think not only is excellent in her own right, but kind of has the same kind of spirit and drive that Chantel did, by the name of Winter Sunset, one of the most well-bred three-year-old fillies in the world right now. Winter Sunset, three-year-old daughter of Tappet, but she's also out of a great female family, broodmare Winter Memories.
Mm-hmm.
That Darby Dan family, this one's still owned in part by the Phillips Racing Partnership, John Phillips out there at Darby Dan. This is a great old Darby Dan family. Trained by Wayne Catalano, this filly ran over the grass course at the Fairgrounds earlier in the meet and was simply sensational, Buzzy. Doesn't surprise with her pedigree. She'll have Shannon Hill back in the saddle. Breaks from post two at odds of 3-1, and I really think that's a pretty generous offering if you can get 3-1. I really do think that Winter Sunset is just one of those fillies that I think is coming into her own, takes Tappet, the sons and daughters of Tappet, take them a little while to get going, but
yep.
once they get going, they're tremendous on the racetrack. I really do think that she's going to be outstanding. Just before I let you go, Bud,
yes, sir.
There's a horse running on Saturday that's worth watching, too. He's in an allowance race by the name of Dreammaker. This horse was favored in the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity last fall at Keeneland, broke horribly, lost all chance. They basically just kind of wrapped up on him and rode him around the racetrack. But he is a horse that certainly could end up on the Derby trail later in the spring. Horse by the name of Dreammaker, owned by John Oxley, trained by Mark Cassie. Just a horse worth watching. And if you can tune in early enough to catch him at the fairgrounds, what a race meet the fairgrounds is having.
Right.
Just a great racing surface. I've loved watching the races down there this spring. But Dreammaker's worth putting in your binoculars and taking a look at.
And of course, ridden by your guy, Florent Giroux.
You know, always a dynamite rider.
All right, and that is the Press Box in our weekly racing preview. It's been brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka, and, of course, all of Gene's picks. And I'm telling you, the Fairgrounds picks, he has been getting her done. Make sure to check him out on the PressBoxLTS.com. Mr. McLean, I hope you and yours have a wonderful weekend. And as always, my friend, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my good friend. Look forward to seeing you soon in the Winner's Circle.